Today is the 12th day of December. Welcome. Welcome back. Getting cold close to the center of the month. How are we holding up? How are you? How's your day? I am grateful that we can be here together, come out of whatever's going on in our day, and come around the global campfire. Leave that backpack of anxiety at the gates. Put down those bags of depression right over there. Just leave them over there. Unfasten those chains of sadness. And just kind of sit them over here. And we can go back and get them. Like, we just have permission right now to let that go. Just for now. Just for this moment. And if we need those things, we can go back and get them. Clasp those chains back around our ankles if that's what we need. But maybe just now, it's a safe place here. Safe place to take a breather and just let the Bible be the Bible. Let it speak for itself. And yeah, whatever we hear, we hear. Whatever hits us, just kind of let it do whatever it will do as we just sit here in a safe and peaceful place. And I'm grateful that we have it. And I'm grateful to take this next step forward. We've had a couple of days moving through the minor prophets as we end our year. And those are minor because they're shorter. And we've spent a couple of days in the book of Amos. We will conclude the book of Amos today with chapters 7 through 9. This is what the Lord God showed me. I saw that he was forming a locust swarm at the time when the late crops were beginning to sprout, the crops that were planted after the cuttings of hay for the king. When the swarm had finished consuming the vegetation of the land, I said, "Lord God, please forgive. How can Jacob stand? Look, he is so small." The Lord changed his decree about this. "It will not happen," said the Lord. This is what the Lord God showed me. I saw the Lord God calling for a trial by fire, which devoured the great deep and started to consume the land. I said, "Lord God, please stop. How can Jacob stand? Look, he is so small." The Lord changed his decree about this. "This will not happen," said the Lord God. This is what he showed me. I saw the Lord standing by a wall that had been constructed with a plumb line. He had a plumb line in his hand. The Lord said to me, "What do you see, Amos?" I said, "A plumb line." Then the Lord said, "Look, I am about to set up a plumb line next to my people Israel. I will no longer overlook their sin. The high places of Isaac will be desolate, and the sanctuaries of Israel will be ruined. I will rise up against the house of Jeroboam with this sword." Then Amaziah, the priest of Bethel, sent a message to Jeroboam, king of Israel. "Amos has conspired against you in the midst of the house of Israel. The land is not able to endure all of his words. This is what Amos says. Jeroboam will die by the sword, and Israel will certainly go into exile away from its own soil." Then Amaziah said to Amos, "You seer, get out of here. Flee to the land of Judah. You may eat food and prophesy there, but you must never again prophesy at Bethel, for it is the sanctuary of the king and the national temple." Then Amos responded to Amaziah, "I was not a prophet, nor was I a son of a prophet. I was a sheep breeder, and I took care of sycamore fig trees, but the Lord took me from tending flocks, and the Lord said to me, 'Go, prophesy to my people Israel. But now hear the word of the Lord, you who are saying, do not prophesy against Israel, and do not preach against the house of Isaac. This is what the Lord says. Your wife will be a prostitute in the city, and your sons and your daughters will fall by the sword. Your land will be parceled out with a measuring line, and as for you, you will die upon unclean soil, and Israel will certainly go into exile far away from its own soil. This is what the Lord God showed me. I saw a basket of ripe summer fruits. Then he asked, what do you see, Amos? I said, a basket of ripe summer fruits. Then the Lord said to me, the end is coming upon my people Israel. I will no longer overlook their sin. The singing women of the palace will wail on that day, declares the Lord God. Many corpses all over. Silence. Listen to this, you who trample on the needy, to wipe out the oppressed from the land, who say, when will the new moon be over so that we can sell grain? When will the Sabbath end so that we can open the grain bins? Then we will make the bushel smaller and make the shekel weight heavier. We will cheat with dishonest scales. We will buy the poor for silver and the needy for a pair of sandals. We will sell the chaff with the grain. The Lord swears by the pride of Jacob, I will never forget any of their deeds. Because of this, the land will shake, and everyone living in it will mourn. The whole land will rise up like the Nile. It will surge and sink down again like the Nile of Egypt. Here is what will happen on that day, declares the Lord God. I will make the sun set at noon, and I will bring darkness on the earth when it should be light. I will turn your festivals into mourning and all your songs into lamentation. I will put sackcloth on all your waists and baldness on every head. I will make that day like the morning for an only son, and it will end like a bitter day. Look, the days are coming, declares the Lord God, when I will send a famine into the land. Not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but rather a famine of hearing the words of the Lord. People will stumble from sea to sea and from north to east. They will roam back and forth seeking the word of the Lord, but they will not find it. On that day, the beautiful virgins will faint, and the young men will grow weak from thirst. Those who swear by the shameful guilt of Samaria, those who say, as your God lives, Dan, or the way of Beersheba lives, they will fall, and they will never rise again. I saw the Lord standing by the altar, and he said, strike the capitals on top of the pillars so that the thresholds shake. Cut them off so that they fall on the heads of all the people, and those who survive I will kill with the sword. No one who flees from there will get away, and not a single fugitive from among them will escape. Even if they dig down to hell, from there my hand will seize them, and even if they ascend to heaven, from there I will bring them down. Even if they hide themselves on the top of Mount Carmel, from there I will search for them and I will seize them. Even if they hide themselves from my sight at the bottom of the sea, from there I will command the serpent and it will bite them. Even if they go into captivity in the presence of their enemies, from there I will command the sword and it will kill them. And I will set my eye upon them for disaster and not for good. The Lord God of armies is the one who touches the earth so that it melts. All who dwell on it mourn. All of it rises like the Nile, and like the Nile of Egypt, it sinks down again. He is the one who builds his upper chambers in heaven. He set the foundation for his vault upon the earth. He is the one who summons the water of the sea and pours them out over the face of the earth. The Lord is his name. Are you not like Cushites to me, you children of Israel, declares the Lord? Did I not bring Israel up from the land of Egypt, and the Philistines from Kaphtor, and the Arameans from Kir? Look, the eyes of the Lord God are on this sinful kingdom, and I will destroy it from the face of the earth. But I will never completely destroy the house of Jacob, declares the Lord. Listen, I am giving a command, and among all the nations I will shake the house of Israel, as the contents of a sieve are shaken, and not even one pebble will fall out to the ground. By a sword, all the sinners among my people will die. Those who are saying, disaster will not overtake us. It will not confront us. In that day, I will raise up the fallen shelter of David. I will repair the broken parts of its walls, and I will raise up its ruins. I will rebuild it as in days of old, so that they will possess what remains of Edom. That is, all the nations who are called by my name, declares the Lord, who is doing this. Look, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when the plowman will catch up with the reaper, and the one who tramples grapes will catch up with the one sowing the seed. The mountains will drip sweet wine, and all the hills will wave with grain. I will restore the fortunes of my people Israel, and they will rebuild the desolate cities and dwell in them. They will plant vineyards and drink their wine, and they will make gardens and eat their fruits. I will plant them in their soil, and they will never again be uprooted from the soil that I have given to them, says the Lord, your God. Revelation 3:7-22. To the messenger of the church in Philadelphia writes, the Holy One, the one who is true, the one who has the key of David, the one who opens and no one can shut, and who shuts and no one can open, says this, I know your works. Look, I have set before you an open door which no one can shut. I know that you have little strength, and yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name. Look, I will make those who are from the synagogue of Satan, who say they are Jews and are not, but are lying. Look, I will make them come and bow down at your feet and make them realize that I have loved you. Because you have kept my word about patient endurance, I will also keep you from the hour of testing, which is about to come over the whole inhabited world, to test those who dwell on the earth. I am coming soon. Hold on to what you have so that no one takes your crown. The one who is victorious, I will make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he will never leave it again. I will also write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which is coming down out of heaven from my God, and my new name. Whoever has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the messenger of the church in Laodicea writes, the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the ruler of God's creation says this, I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. If only you were cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and not hot or cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth. You say, I am rich. I have become very wealthy and need nothing. But you do not know that you are miserable, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. I advise you to buy from me gold refined by fire, so that you may be rich, and white garments so that you may be clothed, and the shame of your nakedness may not become public, and salve to anoint your eyes so that you may see. I rebuke and discipline those whom I love. So take this seriously and repent. Look, I stand at the door and I am knocking. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will go in with him and dine with him, and he with me. To the one who is victorious, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne, just as I was victorious and sat down with my Father on his throne. Whoever has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Psalm 131. My heart is not proud. A Song of the Ascents by David. Lord, my heart is not haughty and my eyes are not proud, so I do not intrude into great matters or into things too wonderful for me. Instead, I have soothed and quieted my soul, as a nursed child rests with its mother. Like a nursed child, my soul rests with me. Wait confidently, O Israel, for the Lord, from now to eternity. Proverbs 29:23. A person's arrogance will humble him, but a humble spirit will attain honor. All right, so as we worked our way through the book of Amos today, God is giving the prophet these visions of his plans to send locusts and fire upon the land. And in response, Amos is like begging, interceding before the Lord, like, nobody will survive. Israel's so small, they won't survive. And God hears Amos's prayer and relents. And he gives Amos this third vision of a plumb line and reveals to Amos, I will test my people with this plumb line. I'm not going to ignore their sin. Like, I'm not ignoring what's happening. And so it would behoove us. We would do well to remember that the mercy of God does not mean that we're getting away with it. It's the chance to correct it before it's too late. And then in our reading from Revelation, we conclude these introductory letters, these seven brief letters from Jesus to the churches. And I'm looking at the names and realizing, like Jill and I, we all went on this excursion and we went a lot of places. But these seven churches were the places. So Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum. Like Pergamum, I'm thinking of this city on the top of this mountain. Unbelievable how they built this on the top of this mountain. Or Thyatira, or Sardis. An amazing Roman Empire city. Philadelphia and Laodicea, another amazing, very wealthy city in the first century. All of these in the province of Asia, which is like all of them are in modern day Turkey. And these letters offered the churches the needed encouragement that they needed, but also warnings. And we should have noticed a message to each of them of endurance. Then in our reading from Psalms, David offers language for what a humble heart looks like. Beautiful. Obviously, like David's the king of Israel. Enormous power an enormous ability and opportunity to be anything but humble. And the pull toward arrogance and pride would have been formidable for a person in his position. Yet he writes of the contentment found in humility. We would do well to remember this. My heart is not proud. My eyes are not haughty. I don't concern myself with matters too great or too awesome for me to grasp. Instead, I have calmed and quieted myself, like a weaned child who no longer cries for its mother's milk. Like that, I have quieted my soul within me. So while David's words offered this sense and feeling of inner contentment which humility brings, our reading from Proverbs kind of sums up the facts. Pride ends in humiliation, while humility brings honor. So let's take these ancient words to heart. They are God's words to us today. Arrogance and pride will not bring us to a place of humble contentment, peace from within. Instead, they will lead us on a path of humiliation. So, the contrast, the fork in the road, the choice is humility or humiliation. If we want to live a life that's honorable, then humility is the path. And so, Father, we invite you into all of these things, but we take that very clearly to heart. A stark choice that seems similar until it happens. Humility or humiliation. Either way, being humbled is going to happen. And so you've given us the opportunity to choose how we want to live, and we can have contentment and peace from within if we just simply remain humble. Or we can get humbled, which is humiliating. And so, Lord, lead us on the path. Help us to see how to reduce, how to humble ourselves under your mighty hand. In the name of Jesus, we ask. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com. That is home base. The Daily Audio Bible app. That is home base. So be familiar. Get connected. Stay connected. The community section is where to get connected, including all of the different links to the different social media platforms that we are on. So if you are in some of those spaces, so are we. Let's be connected. So it is Christmas time around here. So all things Christmas. So the Daily Audio Bible annual Christmas party is coming up soon. The way you participate is to call in your holiday greeting to the community that you have been traveling with all year. And you do that by hitting the hotline button in the app, which is the little red button up at the top, or dialing 877-942-4253. And that will get you in, and we'll be stopping those in a few days so that we can begin putting it all together. So we can have quite another annual, 20th annual Christmas party together. So make sure that your voice is heard on this special year. Additionally, the Daily Audio Bible Annual Family Christmas Box is available while supplies last. And it is a 20th anniversary commemorative box with a bunch of goodies in it, including our best holiday blend, the Daily Audio Bible Christmas blend of coffee, and the 20th anniversary reserve Southern Pecan coffee. There is our annual ornament with the word safe on it, which has been our word for the year. In the box, a very, very beautiful commemorative box itself with the Daily Yeti Bible Mission on it, and these commemorative coins, and they're like numbered. Each one is numbered, and so there are a limited quantity of these that ever will be, and so they become a collector's thing right away, since Daily Yeti Bible is the longest running consecutive daily podcast in history. So celebrate with us. Grab yourself a box or two or three to give away from the Daily Yeti Bible shop. Christmas music. There are two Christmas albums that you can get from the Daily Yeti Bible shop on vinyl. Family Christmas and Christmas Time. So if holiday vinyl is a part of your collection, it's a part of ours. It's a part of ours. So we pressed up some of these. They are available on vinyl. Grab yourself some vinyl and flip the wax. But if you are a streamer, and maybe you're both on both, look for my name, Ryan Harden, and you'll find Family Christmas. And put that in your Christmas playlist. Look for Maxwell Harden and Christmas Time, and put that on your playlist. And then look for Jill Harden, and you find some of her Christmas music, including O Holy Night, which she does a stellar job on. So check it out. Put it on your Christmas playlists. And thanks for letting us be a part of your story at this holiday. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, you can do that at dailyaudiobible.com. Thank you. With a grateful heart and deep gratitude, thank you for your partnership at this time of the year and every time of the year. We wouldn't be here. There would not be a global campfire if we were not in this together. And so thank you humbly for your partnership. There's a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. Or a holiday greeting. Right now, you can hit the hotline button in the app. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that is all for today. I am Brian. I love you. And I will be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hello, my dear B family. My name is Lillian, God's masterpiece. I am listening from St. Paul, Minnesota, and I've been a long-time listener for more than 10 years now. This is my second time calling in. I've been praying along with you guys, my family, every time I hear a prayer request, and now I need you guys to help me pray for my wrist. I had a wrist tendonitis surgery in June of this year, and the recovery hasn't been very good. I am due to do another surgery on the 15th of this month to remove the scar tissue so I can regain my range of motion. Right now, my wrist is stiff. I cannot do much, just moving my fingers, and it's on my right hand, which is my dominant hand. So I really need prayers so that this scar tissue second surgery can go well and I can regain the use of my right hand with its fully functions. Not even fully, at least it can be functional. I know God is able to do everything. I just have to have faith, and I have faith that I'll be okay. I need you guys to please join along and agree with me in my prayer for a safe surgery and healing. I love you guys. I'm praying for you guys, and make it a good day. Thank you.
Good morning. This is Shine in South Carolina. I wanted to speak to Messianic Meyer this morning I'm praying for you, my dear sister. I know this is a hard time to be going through that. I lift you up to the Father this morning and pray for His divine healing in your situation. Pray that everything will be benign and they would get to all the tumors and remove them completely. And I wanted to speak to Butterfly in Bakersfield. Your faith is there, honey. Never doubt that it's there. He said He'd never leave you and never forsake you. We keep ourselves in a wilderness experience when we don't need to. We just need to include Him in whatever we're doing. I say to myself all the time, in busyness, we forget how close He is. He's there. He's not an elf on a shelf. He must increase even as we decrease. I love you, my sister, and just know it's up to you to stay in there because He is with you. Never doubt that.
Dear Butterfly from Bakersfield, this is Susan from Canada, God's yellow flower. You are not losing your faith. You are not. You are being stretched, and that's how we grow. You have a lot on your plate right now, a lot of grief, a lot of suffering, a lot of pain from what is going on in your life. And, you know, you just have to look around you and you'll see how God is working in the hearts of your children and your co-workers. And I pray, Lord Heavenly Father, that you would meet Butterfly where she's at, that you would just hold her in your arms and keep her held together so that she won't fall apart. She's in a crisis right now. And she thinks she's turning away from you, but she's really running to you for help. And I ask that you would just help her, Lord God, to survive this season of her life, to mold and shape her children into what you created them to be, not what the world has thrown at them, Lord God. Help them to reach the rock bottom so they can turn to you with eyes upraised and focused on you at all times. I pray for a job that would be a breakthrough for her as well, not only financially, but emotionally and spiritually as well. We ask this all in the precious and most holy name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. Brothers and sisters in Christ, my name is Jessica, and I've only called on here once before with a praise report for our son. He had flipped a car and survived, and we are so grateful for those of you who lifted him up. And it's just such a blessing to be part of this community, even though we don't know one another, and we get to spend eternity with each other, and it's so beautiful. And right now I'm asking for you prayer warriors to please lift up our family. My brother, his name is Josh, and his wife Michelle lost their youngest son yesterday. He was 13 years old and he was special needs, and he was so precious and such a blessing and a gift. And we know that he's sitting at the feet of Jesus right now, but their family could just really use a lot of prayer on where to move forward from here, and just to find comfort in His arms and in His peace, Lord, you know. And we just ask that you just pray for their family and our entire family, as well as our parents who were the grandparents and they're with them now. And we just ask that you would just lift them up, please. And we love you, family, and we know that you are such faithful servants. And I'm here praying beside you all and just coming into agreement with God's will. And right now we could really use that too. And we just thank you so much, and we love you all. Thank you.